I want to share with you what I've been going through over the last week, and I suspect every one of you out there who values your own life, your kids, your hobbies, whatever you enjoy in life, my guess is you're going through the same thing. You go through the numbness, your mind is in just such shock, such disbelief that you just don't have your emotional mechanism working. And then you break down at some odd moments, like I did it when I drove home and I was sitting in the car listening to a kid saying he wanted to go off to war. And I break down into tears. And then I feel outrage when I see the pictures on TV. And then I'm back to numbness again. And that's normal. That's a normal stress response. I wake up in the morning. You probably have this feeling too. I can remember when I had foot surgery and I would wake up in the morning and I would see the damn lump at the end of my bed and I'd say, something's off base here. Something's not right. Oh yeah, I'm on crutches. I've got, you know, I just went through surgery. And it was like this whole weight descended on me. And now when I wake up in the morning, it's even worse because I wake up and I see the sun shining and I see my flowers outside. I hear the birds chirping. And then I say, something's off base here. Something's wrong with this picture. And my mind recaptures what happened on Tuesday. So if you feel like you're in a bad dream, we're all going through that, and it's really good to talk about it with people. If you're the type of person who in the past has held everything in, this is not the time to do it. Even if you can't talk with people, if you feel really isolated and alienated, write in a diary, write in a journal, type on your computer, but get your thoughts out. Give yourself permission to hear your own thinking, to make sense of what's going on in a senseless situation, I mean, as much sense as you can make of it. And then I thought to myself, well, what the heck is under attack here? We're not dealing with some isolated maniacs here. What are we dealing with? And it's really our whole philosophy, our whole way of life, the American way. What has been so much under attack, even in our own schools, is the American way. People make you feel guilty at church or in schools for enjoying your life. You know, the unearned guilt, well, you have too much or materialistic. You hear those words bantered around. Well, the alternative to materialism is a life of hell. Is a life of groveling on your feet with no food. We live by material goods. Look at the support effort. What are we giving? We're giving clothes, blankets, Afghans. We have this tremendous outpouring of warmth. So think about it in your own life. What would it be if you lived with a tyrannical father, a controlling mom, a brother who's always bullying you, or a boss who always singles you out because you're good? In America, the American way is to not stand for it, to be assertive, to get out of these situations, to speak up, to hold our own. That's why we teach assertiveness skills. That's what they don't want. That's what's under attack. Your independent thinking, your using your own judgment, your pursuit of your happiness. And that's what you never want to give up. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're tuned into the Rational Basis of Happiness. And if you feel like you're losing your grip on things, like, you know, Rational Basis of Happiness, oh my gosh, that's what the world was like a week ago. And you feel like you're just slipping into depression or a state of terror or fear, label it as temporary. Don't ever give up your sense of life. Don't ever give up that within you that makes you an American. And when I say American, I mean an American from whatever country you're in. The person who values, if you value your own life, your own thinking, your own children, your joy in living, whether hobbies, everything from the smallest thing, like me going outside today and looking at my flowers, to the bigger things, the Declaration of Independence in whatever country you're in. If you value that, hold on to it. Now, I want to tell you what my first reaction was when I saw the planes crash into the World Trade Center. My first reaction was my husband and I had a dance class scheduled for 1 o'clock that day. I was still working with clients in therapy. And I had this determination that just was like a tidal wave that came up within me. And I said, Ellen, don't let them destroy it. Don't let go of your sense of life. Hold on to it dearly. They can create mass murder. They can destroy buildings. They can cause me to cry, to grieve, to feel outrage, but they can't destroy one thing, my love of my own life. And I am going to hold on to that and never let them destroy that. You don't want them to shatter your own sense of your life. So what can you do for yourself? How do you help yourself not buckle under to a depression or live in chronic fear or give up your joy in living as these envious terrorists want you to do? Think about what's been troubling you lately, and instead of just saying, well, what's the use, why bother, think about how you can find a solution for that. And I'm here to talk with you, to hear your situation, and to maybe give you a different perspective on things or a new way of solving some trauma in your life. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's D-R-K-E-N-N-E-R. And, you know, you may feel really confused. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you can't fight terror with terror. And one of the things that you really want to make clear in your own life is bring that down to the home level. If you're living with an abusive husband and you're a child or you're a wife, or you're living with an abusive wife, it can go both ways. I've seen it both ways. And if you say, well, you can't fight terror with terror, you know, he hits me with a fry pan, I can't do anything about it. No, you need to fight back. Now, luckily in America, we can fight back because we can resort to the courts. That's fighting back. That's standing up. If you're a child and you're or a wife and you're living with just experiencing what you're experiencing, you've got to speak up. Otherwise, without speaking up, these people get away with it. That's exactly the effect they want you to have, is to shut up, to not speak up. And I got an email this morning, and I asked myself, what are they after? They're destroying your fundamental ideas, your idea that you are of value to yourself, that you can think for yourself, that you can decide what goals and dreams you want to reach in your life, whether it's a wonderful marriage or kids or hobbies. They're after that. They're after happiness. They're after your mind. And one email I received, I've received many, many emails, but one that came through on my computer was, they want you on a prayer rug facing Mecca. If you wish to express your thoughts, they want you muzzled. If you are a blasphemer, they want you executed. If you are a woman, they want you wearing a veil and enslaved to your husband or father. If you are a homosexual, they want you dead. If you value your life and happiness, they want you subjugated. They do this under the guise, that's the end of the quote, they do this under the guise of religion. They use it as a means to attack you. That's what a lot of religions do, that they try to undercut your own values in life. They give you unearned guilt. You want to have a survivor spirit. You want to hold on to your mind, your judgment, your thinking, and your happiness. Don't let that ever slip away from you. We will not get out of this by just sitting and praying, being a nation in prayers. We will get out of this by action. And you always have a right to self-defense. If you think of the movie Chocolat, if you haven't seen it, this is a good time to see it. Instead of the wife who's living with this abusive husband, at a certain point has the courage to hit him when he comes to attack her, to hit him with a frying pan. And that's what we're doing, but in spades here. We are going to hit with a frying pan. Now, having a son of the age that could go to war scares me to death. I would much rather not risk our troops over there. I would much rather we use our weaponry and spare more American lives.
Do hobbies or friends come between you and your spouse? Are you the only one doing any work around the house? Now's your chance to talk about it with Dr. Ellen Kenner, clinical psychologist, taking your calls and questions on communication skills, friendship, or any personal issue. Call her now, toll-free, at 877-DR-KENNER. That's 877-DR-K-E-N-N-E-R.
And I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what's causing you difficulty in your day. What I noticed with clients coming in this week is that many of them felt apologetic. They said, you know, with everything going on in the world, I feel really guilty complaining about the fact that, you know, so-and-so doesn't listen to me, or I still have these problems, or how can I still have these problems? Don't minimize your own values, your own life. And if there's a bully in your life, or if you're highly anxious, and you had that before Tuesday, and you want to work on those problems, or you really want to pursue some goals and you don't want to capitulate to these terrorists, you don't want them to have that the effect on you that they want to have on you. You want to still apply for college and still take up a hobby. And I think the media has played a role here in, on one hand, telling us that we're all united in this, and that's absolutely true. We are all united, and I love the outpouring of support. I love the benevolence that you see with people helping other people, bringing sandwiches down to the World Trade Center for the rescue workers. I loved driving down my freeway, a local freeway, and I see a bunch of people standing on one of the overpasses. And as I go under it, I notice it's a family with little kids included, and they're waving little American flags. And it's just so warm and wonderful to see the people valuing this country, that's terrific. It also doesn't mean that you still don't have problems with a partner who abused you, or a partner who just had an affair and you just discovered it. Or it doesn't mean that if you just discovered the love of your life, you can't enjoy that. You want to preserve your own sense of your life. I also want to encourage you to take mental breaks. I can sit and I watch the news, I get in the car, I listen to the news, I go to the gym and there's a TV on in front of me, I listen to the news. When I go to the machines in the back room where there's no TV and no radio, I put on my headsets, I tune into my local station or to 880 in New York City, I get the direct news from New York City, and I'm riveted to it. And I also notice I need mental breaks. I found myself this morning making my bed, you know, just putting on a quilt that I had made years ago and making it look nice. You need some sense of the ordinary in your life. You need to get out and see a movie. And I mean psychologically need to. You need to give yourself downtime. Have time, go out to dinner with your kids or do something that reminds you that life still goes on. Your life still goes on. One thing that I was taught in the university by one of my professors, and I thought it was it helped me very much, was he pointed out that there's not a person in the world that doesn't have a breaking point. And you want to be able to recognize the signs of your own breaking point very early on. Now, I didn't know what the breaking point, what my stress level would be. Now, I could cope with a lot. I could cope with taking 5 courses and raising a family, and some of the courses were very tough courses on the brain or on statistics, and, you know, I could do that. But there was a time in my life when it just became too much. My mind couldn't juggle all of the different things that it had to juggle. And I remember feeling paralyzed, sitting on my kitchen floor, and my fingers just started to move with anxiety. And I said, that's it. This is my signal to myself that I'm at my stress level, that I can't handle anymore. Something's got to go. And I took an incomplete in a course. You want to do the same for yourself. If you've taken on too much in your life, or if you are overwhelmed, reduce your stress level. Something has to go. You will be able to go on. Just reduce your workload. You may need to not be involved in something. On the other hand, sometimes it reduces the stress instead of sitting home and just thinking about what's going on and watching the TV. I agree that getting out and doing something gives you a sense, it reduces your sense of helplessness. So if you can do that for yourself too, I think that will give you a sense of encouragement. And I don't mean sacrifice. You know, people say, oh, it's so great, everybody's doing something, they're not thinking of themselves. I think it is tremendously self-supportive and supporting other people. Those two aren't at war with each other. When you make sandwiches, when you help other people out, there's a real benevolence in doing that. And people have always said, well, that isn't, you know, this is a me generation. If you value yourself, you are going to find that you'll be much more benevolent and outgoing to other people. Whereas if you are always sacrificing, and I hear many cases, if I do everything for everyone else and I don't have a life of my own, you feel bitter. And you don't want to sacrifice, but you feel the duty to sacrifice, and you can't break out of that cycle.